Welcome back to the Calm Classroom, where we uncover the secrets to crafting a serene and productive learning space. I'm your host, Ellie Laird, and in today's episode titled Crafting a Calm Learning Environment, we're immersing ourselves in the art and science of creating a harmonious classroom atmosphere. Let's dive deep into the first pillar of the Calm Classroom approach, environment. At the Calm Classroom, we believe in harnessing the power of color theory to cultivate desired responses from our students. Did you know that color in its purest form is energy? It has its own magnetic frequency and can affect neurotransmitters in the brain. Colors can essentially create a biochemical response in the body. Crazy, right? I'm bringing this to your attention because we see colors every day, all day, and we aren't aware how they are actually affecting us. I'm going to tell you a quick story about my oldest daughter. When she was about 2 years old, we would take her out shopping with us. We would stop at Walmart, Ralph's, Target, or Albertsons. She is a highly sensitive child, very similar to many students in our classrooms. At Walmart, she would stay calm and ride in the cart. At Ralph's, she would squeal and cry and act agitated throughout the entire store. She did the same thing at Target. At Albertsons, she was calm and quiet and played with a small toy. Why was she anxious at Ralph's and Target, but calm at Walmart and Albertsons? I'll tell you. Color. She was literally having a response to the branding colors found throughout each store. It was 3 years later that we finally figured this out. To this day, she's 8 now, she still struggles in Target. Because color travels in wavelengths, different colors affect us in different ways. So, what colors should you be using in your classroom? Let's break it down. Green promotes concentration, clarity, and creativity. Several documented studies have been conducted to test this theory, and surprisingly, they have all had the same amazing results. Green helps you focus. Blue is another color that you should have in your classroom. The color blue boosts productivity and helps to lower anxiety to make you feel calm. Really dark blues can have the opposite effect, though. It can make one feel trapped and somber rather than peaceful, so go with a neutral or lighter blue. Here's one you may be surprised about. Orange. Orange is a mood booster and can help people feel naturally happy. But orange is a tricky one for the classroom. Don't use a bright, overstimulating orange. Use a mellow orange to promote calm happiness. Picture a classroom with elements of calming hues of blues and greens, promoting feelings of tranquility and focus. From the calming effects of blue to the creativity and focus sparked by green, strategic color choices can influence mood and behavior, creating an optimal environment for learning. But it's not just about colors. Our approach extends to the very essence of classroom decor. We advocate for a minimalistic aesthetic, free of clutter and distractions. Studies have shown that a clutter-free environment promotes clearer thinking and reduces stress levels, particularly for students with learning disabilities and sensory processing disorders. By embracing simplicity and functionality in our decor, we create a space that fosters concentration and engagement. I have coached many new and veteran teachers, and the first thing I take note of is what do they have hanging up on the walls? I know there are so many different trains of thought out there, but I strongly suggest you take down all of those motivational posters, the content posters that they never really utilize anyways, and even the student work. If you have a space in your hallway or outside of the classroom, that should be your location for student work. I know I will probably get some flack from teachers about this one, but hear me out. I just read a study about the link between classroom environment and executive functioning skills. An overly decorated classroom leads to too much visual stimulation, especially for that vulnerable subgroup of students we've been talking about. Low executive functioning skills leads to poor working memory, an inability to self-regulate, anxiety, and a lack of focus. One of my biggest challenges as an educational consultant and coach is trying to convince teachers why they don't need to hang up that poster that says, "Just keep trying," or "Mindset is everything." Your intentions are so pure, and you're loved for that, but we need to start thinking about the invisible side effects of our good intentions. Just because I'm urging you to take down 95% of your wall decor doesn't mean your classroom has to be boring. On the contrary. In future episodes, we're going to discuss productive classroom spaces that promote self-regulation and peace. Now, let's move on and shed some light on the importance of lighting. Lighting in the classroom has a huge impact on student success. This has been studied many times. I also have firsthand experience with the results of doing a lighting makeover in the classroom, so you can also take my word for it. Harsh fluorescent lights can disrupt circadian rhythms and cause eye strain, leading to fatigue and decreased focus. That's why we advocate for softer, more natural lighting in the classroom. Sunlight streaming through windows or warm lighting from lamps can create a calming ambiance that enhances mood and concentration. But are all light bulbs created equal? No. The brand TCP creates light bulbs that mimic natural sunlight, while also eliminating harmful blue light that most LED light bulbs produce. Blue light can lead to sleepless nights and tired days. You might be thinking, but what about all that blue light that iPads and computer screens emit all day? I have a solution for that too. Try asking your IT department to install an app called F.LUX. This technology blocks different amounts of blue light throughout the day to match the amount emitted during the day by the sun. It helps students regulate their circadian rhythms during the day so they can sleep much better at night. Parents will certainly thank you for this. And let's not forget about the benefits of bringing nature indoors. Beyond their natural beauty, living plants serve as more than just decorative elements. They're essential contributors to a conducive learning space. Notably, plants play a vital role in enhancing air quality by absorbing carbon dioxide and releasing oxygen, thus improving overall indoor air quality. This oxygen boost can enhance students' cognitive function, concentration, and overall well-being, leading to improved academic performance and a more positive classroom atmosphere. Additionally, the presence of plants has been linked to reduced stress levels and improved mood, creating a calming and nurturing environment for both students and educators. Moreover, caring for plants can instill a sense of responsibility and connection with nature among students, fostering a deeper appreciation for the environment and promoting environmental stewardship. Overall, incorporating plants into the classroom is a simple yet powerful way to create a healthier, more harmonious learning environment. And speaking of ambiance, let's talk about background music. Not all background music is created equally. Did you know that playing Baroque music with its steady tempo and intricate melodies can enhance cognitive function and improve focus? Studies have shown that Baroque music, particularly pieces composed by masters like Bach and Handel, can activate the alpha brainwaves associated with relaxation and alertness, making it an ideal accompaniment to studying, reading, or completing tasks that require sustained attention. The intricate yet predictable patterns of Baroque music engage the brain's cognitive centers, promoting a sense of mental order and clarity, while reducing feelings of stress and anxiety. Moreover, the repetitive nature of Baroque compositions can help establish a rhythm of productivity, allowing individuals to enter a flow state where they are fully immersed in their work. By incorporating Baroque music into the classroom environment, educators can create a conducive atmosphere for learning, where students can tune out distractions and harness their cognitive abilities to their fullest potential. By embracing color theory, minimalist decor, mindful lighting, nature, and background music, we create an environment that nurtures the mind, body, and spirit. Join us next time as we continue our exploration of the Calm Classroom approach, delving deeper into the pillar of engagement. Until then, keep embracing tranquility and teaching with compassion. This is Ellie Laird, signing off. Take care and stay calm.